Continue in Shir HaShirim. We're up to Perek Dalet Pasuk Bet. On page 144. Shinayich ke'edara ketsuvot she'alu min harachtza. Hashem continues to praise Knesset Israel. Your teeth are like Eder haketzuvot, like a flock of sheep that are with rhythm, are exact, katzuv. She'alu min harachtza, that just came out of being washed. She'kulam matimot, all of them are even, they fit perfectly with each other. They're perfect. Veshakula en bahem, not one is missing. Not one is lost. Let's see. Before we see Rashi, let's just read the Targum, how the Targum explains this pasuk. Kama ya'in kahanaya veleva'e. How beautiful are the Kohanim and Leviim. Dimkarvin yad kurbenich, that bring forth to Hashem the korbanot of Am Yisrael, ve'achlin besar kutsha, and they eat the holy meat, the besar hakodesh, u'ma'asera ve'afrashuta, they eat the ma'asrot, they eat the trumot. I guess the targum is going on the word shinayich, im ha'shinayim ochlim. So it's a mashal to the achilat hakadashim that the Kohanim and the Leviim eat. V'dachayin mikol ones ugzela, and they are clean from any kind of gezel, any kind of cheating. Hechma de'avod dachayin edra de'ana de'Yaakov, just like the eder atzon, the flock of sheep of Yaakov Avinu, was beidan deavo gezizan vesalkan minachla diyuvka, when they were sheared and coming up from the river of Yabok. De lahavat behon anisuta ugzela, not one of them was stolen. Like Yaakov Avinu himself said, genuvti yom, genuvti laila. Vekulehon damayin daleda, and each one is similar to the other. Vyaldan teyomin becholidan, and they gave birth to twins all the time. Veakraum takela lahavat behon, and there was no one of them that was barren. That's how the Targum explains. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, shinayir keedera ketsuvot. Af kilus ze belashon noi isha. This praise is using the beauty of a woman as a mashal. So first, as Rashi did always here, he explains the mashal. Shinayich dakot ulvanot usdurot al siduran. Your teeth are white, are arranged perfectly. Ketzemer veseder eder harechelim habrurot. Mishe'aratzon beketzev uminyan, just like the order and the cleanliness of the tzemer, of the wool, and the flock of sheep that is chosen from all the rest of the sheep by number and size. Out of all the sheep, let's say you have 100 sheep, 10 of them are the choicest ones that are selected, and they are nimsarot leroe hacham. They're given over to an expert shepherd, vehagun, and who is loyal and good, lizaher betzamran, to be careful with their wool. The wool of these sheep are to be carefully taken care of. Sheosim otan nichle melat. They make it into very special fabric. Umeshamerim otan me'et ledatan, from the time that these special sheep are born, they are watched over, they're guarded, שלוית לחלך צמר, that their wool should not ever get dirty. Hence the difference in quality between kinds of wool, right? So this is for the very special, you know, for Kashmir, you know, the special tzemer. V'rochatzim otam miyom el yom. Every day it's washed. So that's what this pasuk is referring to. Shinaich ke'eder haketzuvot, the special flock, eder haketzuvot, that is selected, she'alu min harachtza, that are daily, they are washed daily, and they just come out of their wash, they look beautiful. Shekulam mat'imot. Now Rashi here is going to explain mat'imot in a different way than we think. We read mat'imot, echad mat'im lasheni. Mat'im means fits with the other. Right? Rashi takes the word mat'imot, he says leshon metom. Metom means perfection. He brings psukim, en metom bivsari. David HaMelech in Tehilim says, no part of me, of my body, is perfect. He was poetically describing his suffering. En metom, en shum davar shu'tam, shu'tamim, shu'shalem bivsari. Klomar tmimot. Metom, akavanat tmimut, shekulam mat'imot. Rashi explains, shekulam tmimot. They're all perfect. Tamim, you know, doesn't mean naive. Tamim means perfect. Yaakov ish tam, yoshev oalim, lo hakavana shu haya ize naiv tam, hu haya shalem, ze tam ze shalem. Ken? So shekulam matimot ze lashon shel shlemut. Like we read in Chazon last week, Haftarat Chazon. En bo metom, petza vechabura umakateria. En bo shlemut. Metom means shlemut. Now, the truth is that you can connect it. Most of the Mefarshim explain the way we thought. Mat'imot, shashinaim, kol echad mat'im lasheni. Each one fits with the other. They're in good order. Rashi says, each one is perfect. Metom. Kulam mat'imot. Aval ze kashur. Both Pirushim are really coming from the same source. Right? Even the word hat'ama, lehat'im, to make fit, it means when two things fit together, what's the result? A perfect combination. So tamim and mat'im is oto shoresh. Ubeemet ha-shoresh hu otiyot emet. Alef mem taf. Alef mem taf ze oto shoresh shel lehat'im. Taf alef mem taf, oto shoresh. Ki davar shu mat'im ze davar amiti. Davar shu tam, shu tamim, אמת. לכן כתוב תיתן אמת ליעקב. למה דווקא אמת ליעקב? כי יעקב איש תם. תם זה השורש של המילה אמת. כן? ידענו את זה לפני כן?
לא.
זהו. בשביל זה אנחנו כאן. אמת, התאמה, תמימות, it's all from the same שורש. אז זה לא מחלוקת. זה פשוט, it's a different angle how to see the... כן, תום זה ששלמות, בדיוק. מה זאת אומרת? מה זה אמת? אמת זה שדבר הוא שלם. דבר שחסר, דבר שחסר הוא לא אמת, נכון? אם אני אומר לך, 2 ועוד 2 זה 3, זה לא אמת, כי אני חסר. לא רק זה, שני דברים שלא מתאימים, גם כן, זה לא אמת. האמת צריך שיתאים, האמת צריך שישלים. אה, לשון הקודש, אין כמו לשון הקודש, אין. זה אותיות קדושות, הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא את העולם עם האותיות האלה. תגיד באנגלית, מה זה אמת? Truth. עכשיו תשבור את הראש, מה זה, מאיפה יצא ה-truth הזה? ייתכן מאוד שזה תוצאה של תוצאה של תוצאה מהמילה אמת. כי הרי השורש של כל הלשונות, של כל השפות, זה לשון הקודש. והיא כל העם, שפה אחת ודברים אחדים, when this was before Dora Palaga, ken? Vahi kol ha'aretz safa echad. Ma ze safa echad? Rashi omer, lashon ha'kodesh. Ve'tistakel be'ba'al ha'turim. Ba'al ha'turim omer, safa echad, be'gematria, lashon ha'kodesh. Ze ba'al ha'turim omer. Safa echad, ki, lama echad? Lama lashon ha'kodesh nikra safa echad? כי אין שפה יותר מאוחדת כמו שפת לשון הקודש. לשון הקודש הכל קשור. אם אתה רואה שורשים דומים, סימן שהם קשורים בפירוש. Know that for a rule. למה? כי זה שפה של מי? של הקדוש ברוך הוא, אחד יחיד ומיוחד. במילה אחת הוא ברא את כל העולם. זאת אומרת, במילה אחת יש לך את כל השפה. אז לשון הקודש זה שפה אחת. ודברים אחדים. מה זה אחדים? מאוחדים. אבל מה קרה? הקדוש ברוך הוא בלל, כי שם בלל, למה זה נקרא בבל? כי שם בלל השם שפת כל הארץ. מה זה בלל? הכל התבלבל. מה זה להתבלבל? אין קשר, נראה כמו שאין קשר. אז כל השפות האחרות זה שפת בלבולים, הכל אין קשר. Truth, perfection, לך תקשר את המילים האלה. אבל בעברית, מתאים, אמת, תמים, הכל אחד, זה הכל דבר אחד. וכשמבינים שזה דבר אחד, נכנס, אפשר עכשיו להיכנס יותר לעומק של התוכן. If you want to understand the world, you look into שפת לשון הקודש. Because in לשון הקודש, you see the rules, you see the concepts of the world, what they really mean. אם אדם רוצה לדעת מה זה אמת, צריך להסתכל בלשון הקודש. אז הוא מבין שהתאמה זה חלק מאמת. תמימות זה חלק מאמת. אבל אם תרצה לדעת מה זה אמת בלשון, אני יודע, אנגלית, לא תבין, לא תדע מה זה truth, מה זה truth. אבל בלשון הקודש אתה רואה את הסוד של הדברים. So, מחילה, if I get a little bit excited, אבל אין דבר יפה יותר מזה בעולם. אין, היופי של לשון הקודש, זה ממש מתוק מדבש. מתוק מדבש. יש לי מחברת בבית, ש-20 שנה אני עובד על זה, על המחברת הזאת, כמו מילון, לקשר את כל השורשים, כל השורשים, וראיות מכל פסוקים, מאמרי חזל ודברים. ממש, בעזרת השם, השם יעזור לנו שנשלים את זה ונגמור את זה ואולי נדפיס בעזרת השם. אבל אין יופי יותר מזה. אין, אין. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. כן, מחילה, we went off the topic a little bit, אבל that's שיר השירים, שכולם מתאימות, ושכולה שום שכול ומום אין בהם. There's no שכול and מום, there's no imperfection. So that is the explanation of the mashal. So now we have 5 minutes to understand the nimshal. Continues Rashi and he says, "V'ne'emra hadugma hazo al shem gibore Yisrael." This mashal was said to exemplify gibore Yisrael, the soldiers of Am Yisrael, hakortim ve'ochlim oyvehem b'shinehem sevivotam, who know how to take care of the enemies. They cut and slash. Shinayich k'eder ha-ketzuvot. And yet, normally, in the nations of the world, those who are out to kill and to cut and to attack, these are people that become coarse. They become people who are the opposite of perfection, right? Unrefined. They become cruel. They become brutal. Lochen gibore Yisrael, rabotai. Harehem mitrachakim min hagezel shel Yisrael umin ha'arayot shelo yitlachlechu be'avera. Gibore Yisrael, the ideal gibore Yisrael, and we have an example Rashi is about to give us. The soldiers of Israel, they distance themselves from gezel. They distance themselves from arayot. ונאמר קילוס זה, this praise is specifically being said על 12,000 איש שצבעו על מדיין בקצב. In regards to the 12,000 Jews who were sent to fight מדיין in פרשת מטות, in the time of דור המדבר, they were selected. ומניין שלא נחשד אחד מהם על העריות? How do we know that not one of them? I mean, the time of war, רבותיי, it's a desperate time. It's a time where people feel they can do whatever they want. So you know what goes on. What happened? When they came back to Moshe Rabbeinu to report, שנאמר לא נפקד ממנו איש. Not one was missing, but not one was also missing from his perfection. Lo nifkad mimenu ish doesn't just mean they all came back and not one died. It means not one of them was nikhshal. Not one of them stumbled in any kind of immorality in war. Ve'afal hirhur halev heviu kaparatan. And even if there was some kind of hirhur halev, maybe some thoughts, fleeting thoughts during war of immorality, they brought kapara. This is all in Rashi, in Parashat Matot. Ve'afal hagezel lo nechshadu. And not one thing did they take that wasn't theirs. That's something also, normally in a time of war, people take. You know, like it says in Megillat Esther, Uba biza lo shalechu et yadam, Uba biza lo shalechu et yadam, Uba biza lo shalechu et yadam. How's that possible? What's Uba biza lo shalechu? We read this phrase again and again in the Megillah. It says it like 10 times. Uba biza lo shalechu et yadam. It means they went to war against the Amalekim. Uba biza lo shalechu et yadam. They didn't send their hands in the biza, in the booty, in the, you know, that they could have easily taken. But no. We're here to defend our lives. We're not taking anything that's not ours. That's unbelievable. And in the 12 elef that went to Midian, afal hagezel lo nechshedu sheheid alehem hakatuv, the pasuk testifies about them, vayikhu et kol hashalal, ואת כל המלכוח באדם ובבהמה ויביאו אל משה ואל אלעזר. They brought everything to Moshe and Elazar. You distribute it. And then the Torah goes into a whole accounting, right? A whole page in the Chumash of how much, what percentage went to the soldiers, what percentage went to the Hekdesh, what percentage went to Bnei Israel. The Torah says they brought everything to Moshe. אולי אחד לקח ושם בכיס. Just like we find in the war against the Ai. Remember Achan? Oho, shomu shamayim. Achan took a coat. Out of all the soldiers of Am Yisrael, one person, Achan, he took like a nice little coat that he took. He was the only one that was nichshal in the gezel, and because of that, they lost the war. Unbelievable. And a whole uproar happened. With Yoshua fasting all night in the Oel Moed, crying all night to Hashem, what's going on? And Hashem says, Chata Yisrael, Am Yisrael sin. Is it Am Yisrael sin? One person, Achan. Lama? Because what's the standard that was expected from them? The standard of what just happened a few years ago when they were back in the Midbar, when they went to fight Midian. ויביאו את כל השלל אל משה ואל אלעזר, ולא יבריח אחד מהם פרה אחת או חמור אחד. Not one cow, not one donkey was taken by any of them. That's שינייך כעדר הקצובות שעלו מן הרחצה, שכולם מתאימות ושקולה אין בהם. That said as a praise on the army of Am Yisrael. Hashem יזכנו to see that בקרוב במהרה בימינו. אמן ואמן. רבי חנן בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה מצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.